handsome or not is up to them.
NPR's Bill Chappell. This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from KU Natural History Museum, presenting Darwin Day, Valentine's Edition, February 14th, 1:30 to 4:30. Facts about Darwin and the wild world of animal courtship and mating. More at biodiversity.ku.edu. That's some music for you by composer Franz von Suppé of Austria. The Titania Waltz from Journey Through Africa, played by the Czechoslovak State Philharmonic, led by Alfred Walter on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson, glad to have joined you to keep classical music going as we enter the Monday afternoon time. This hour brings us quite a few enjoyable standards from the Gould Piano Trio and their jig from the Irish Fantasies of Charles Villiers Stanford. We'll hear as well from pianist Long Long, performing music from Robert Schumann on the piano, from his Scenes of Childhood. Then later still, the Salon Orchestra of Cologne, with a fantasia from the opera La Boheme, music by Puccini, all on the way on a Monday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Au Marché, the European market, located in downtown Lawrence, featuring European and local Valentine's Day treats, including chocolates from Wichita's Coco Dolce and Kansas City's Christopher Elbow. We'll continue with Mozart. The London Mozart Players and conductor Matthias Bamert bring us a Mozart symphony from 1780, one that has the fanfares and flourishes typical of the festive or trumpet symphony in Austrian music, Symphony No. 34 in C on Kansas Public Radio. The London Mozart Players and Music by Mozart. His 34th Symphony in C Major under conductor Matthias Bamert on Kansas Public Radio. 12:34 now. Thanks for being with us on a Monday afternoon. Much more still to come. We'll hear, before the hour is through, an Irish jig, as well as an Italian fantasia, music of Charles Villiers Stanford, and Puccini and a fantasia from his opera La Boheme, all in just a bit, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, where support for classical music comes from the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra, presenting The Music of Love, featuring music for Valentine's weekend, as well as dinner and wine pairings, Friday, February 13th, 6:30 p.m., at the Kemper Museum. More at kcchamberorchestra.org. And the Lead Center, presenting Peppa Pig, My First Concert, an interactive introduction to live orchestra music, Tuesday, March 10th, 6 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. Right now on the KU campus, it is just about 70 degrees and a high today around 74. Sky sunny. This evening clear, a low of 39, and tomorrow it cools off a tad bit. High of 53 with sunny skies for tomorrow. Next on KPR, here's pianist Long Long playing a bit of music by Robert Schumann. And there you had pianist Long Long performing Robert Schumann's Träumerei, or Dreaming, from his Kindersessen, Scenes from Childhood, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. About 12:40 now, the Salon Orchestra of Cologne will have a performance in about 5 minutes with a fantasia for orchestra from the opera La Boheme, The Bohemians, music of Puccini, still to come here on a Monday afternoon. Wanted to share with you real quick a recording of the Gould Piano Trio with something for you from the 19th century Irish composer Charles Villiers Stanford and a bit of music that's very Irish sounding from his six Irish fantasies. We'll hear a short jig next on KPR. A jig from the Six Irish Fantasies of composer Charles Villiers Stanford and a performance by the Gould Piano Trio here on Kansas Public Radio. It is 12:45. We've got about 15 minutes until our next NPR News update with classical music to enjoy all this afternoon. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, as well as online anytime for you at kansaspublicradio.org. We're glad you could join us on a Monday afternoon. Your donation is the power that keeps KPR independent, public-minded, and focused on you and your community. That's how we provide culture, information, and entertainment. KPR is everything you make it, and so much more. If KPR matters to you, then I can promise you that your support matters to KPR. Contribute now at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks to all of you for your marvelous support. We've got one more performance for you, brought to you by the Salon Orchestra of Cologne, to round out this noon hour, and it's music by Puccini from his great opera about a group of young artists living in the Latin Quarter of Paris. We'll hear a fantasia from La Bohème, or The Bohemians, on KPR. From Puccini, a fantasia for orchestra from his opera La Bohème, The Bohemians, performed by the Salon Orchestra of Cologne on Kansas Public Radio. Oh, just about 1 p.m. now, and stay tuned next for NPR News, followed by our next hour of classical music, one in which we'll be treated to a French piece for cello and orchestra, three English pieces for oboe and strings, as well as Symphony No. 3 from Max Bruch. That and much more on the way here on a Monday afternoon. Thanks for being with us here on Kansas Public Radio.
Schedule at kansaspublicradio.org.
From the University of Kansas, it's your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from NPR, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. There you had cellist Julian Lloyd Webber with the English Chamber Orchestra, conductor Jean-Pascal Tortelier with the lead for cello and orchestra, music from French composer Vincent Dundy, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you once more. I'm Jeff Watson, with classical music to share on a Monday afternoon. Our main performance for this 1 p.m. hour will involve the Gewandhaus Orchestra of Leipzig joining us in a few minutes for the music by the great Max Bruch, who in total gave the world three symphonies. The third and final one we've got for you in just a little over 10 minutes here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri customers since 1982, offering testing and solutions for mold, lead, and asbestos problems. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com. From the English Chamber Orchestra, we move on now to the English String Quartet. Joining them is the oboe virtuoso Sarah Francis, to enjoy music by the great Gustav Holst and three pieces for oboe and strings, next on KPR. The English String Quartet and the oboist Sarah Francis, all together with three pieces for oboe and strings, composed by Gustav Holst, here on Kansas Public Radio. 1:26 now, news from NPR at the top of the hour. Classical music continues till 3 p.m. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com. And Dr. Stephen H. Chronister Healing Smiles, located in downtown Topeka, offering dental services with an emphasis on dentures and implants, with all current health and safety protocols. More at drchronister.com. Don't know if you've heard the news yet, but Kansas Public Radio is throwing a big party at the end of this month to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the Retro Cocktail Hour on February 27th and 28th right here in Lawrence. Festivities include a live performance by the band Nutty and Lawrence's own Exotica Cocktail. Check out the complete schedule of events and get your tickets over at kansaspublicradio.org. We have next the Gewandhaus Orchestra of Leipzig and conductor Kurt Mazur with our main performance for the hour and music by the German composer Max Bruch. We'll listen to his Third Symphony. He wrote three symphonies in total. The last and final one came in the early 1880s and was briefly titled by Bruch On the Rhine. Symphony No. 3 in E major with the Gewandhaus Orchestra of Leipzig next on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends Symphony No. 3, the third and final symphony of composer Max Bruch, performed by the Gewandhaus Orchestra of Leipzig, conducted by Kurt Mazur on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2 p.m. now, and stay tuned next for NPR News, followed by another hour of classical music, which brings us music by Bach, Laurie Anderson, and much more. News. Listen to All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and always online anytime for you at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from
Emily Fang, NPR News.
This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive, with small business insurance for protecting a variety of business types with multiple coverage options, designed to fit business owners' needs. More about small business insurance is at progressivecommercial.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The Boston Pops and conductor Arthur Fiedler with one of the many charming tunes of composer Laurie Anderson, that one called Forgotten Dreams, an ever so slightly wistful start to our 2 p.m. hour of classical music on a Monday afternoon. I'm Jeb Watson, happy to be back with you for one more go-around of wonderful classical music. This hour will bring us music for cello and piano from the Hungarian Czech cellist and composer David Popper, three of his pieces. The Slovak Philharmonic Orchestra as well, with music that is an English symphony in all but name from Arnold Bax. We'll hear Overture, Elegy, and Rondo all in just a little while here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors. More information is at reader.ku.edu. Next are the Swiss Baroque soloists for music by Johann Sebastian Bach and one of the many concertos that he created for the Margrave of Brandenburg back in the day. We'll hear Brandenburg Concerto No. 3 in G next on KPR. Some of the essential Bach. Brandenburg Concerto No. 3 in G major, and a performance by the Swiss Baroque soloists here on Kansas Public Radio. It's about 2:19, and still to come is the Slovak Philharmonic Orchestra in just a little over 10 minutes' time. with Overture, Elegy, and Rondo, an English symphony by Arnold Bax, still to come, here on a Monday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Spider Arc Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, and leaning walls, and waterproofing. More information on home preservation is at Spider, Spider with a Y, SpiderArcConstructors.com. Right now on the KU campus, 75 degrees. It's a positively gorgeous day out there with sunny skies and occasional 25-mile-an-hour southwest winds. This evening should be mostly clear with a low of 38. It's going to cool off tomorrow. It'll only be about as warm as 53. Sunny skies and tomorrow night clear with a low of 29. Some music next for cello and piano, composed by one David Popper, a Bohemian cellist and composer of the late 19th century, a contemporary of Franz Liszt, who had helped recommend Popper to a position at the Budapest Conservatory. We'll hear three of his pieces with cellist Wendy Warner and pianist Eileen Buck on Kansas Public Radio. Cellist Wendy Warner and pianist Eileen Buck together with three pieces from the Czech cellist and composer David Popper here on Kansas Public Radio. 2:33 now, and at 3 p.m., it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. There's more classical music this evening for you, an hour of the classics between 7 and 8, and Classics Live between 8 and 9 this evening. KPR's Retro Cocktail Hour is going to be celebrating 30 years on the air at the end of this month, on February 27th and 28th here in Lawrence, Kansas, and you're invited. Join us for a weekend of live music, parties, and seminars. For a complete schedule of 30th anniversary activities and tickets, just visit kansaspublicradio.org. Made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. We have another performance for you, or one more performance, and it's given by the Slovak Philharmonic. Way back in the mid-19th century, Robert Schumann wrote a symphony. Well, it was a symphony in all but name. It had all the elements of one. He called it his Overture, Scherzo, and Finale. Much later, in 1927, English composer Arnold Bax apparently took a similar approach. What we have next for you is his Overture, Elegy, and Rondo. Barry Wordsworth and the Slovak Philharmonic, next on KPR. And there for your Monday afternoon, an English symphony, a symphony in all but name, that is. We heard Overture, Elegy, and Rondo, composed in 1927 by Sir Arnold Bax and performed by the Slovak Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Barry Wordsworth, here on KPR. Where it's now just about time for All Things Considered from NPR News at 3 p.m. Time for me to say good afternoon to you. I'm Jeff Watson. And as always, I want to thank you for joining me for classical music in the afternoon. Hope you enjoyed it, and we'll visit again at noon tomorrow. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. 75 degrees on the KU campus. The time is 3 o'clock.